Welcome back to House Smarts Radio. Lou Manfredini. Summertime is here, and for many, maybe not as many as you would think, but getting out in the pool and relaxing on those hot summer days can be one of the best things ever. Or maybe you're lucky enough, like me, to have an outdoor spa, hot tub, which I absolutely love. My kids call it my office, because if you want to find me, I'm there. But there's a lot of choices when it comes to swimming pools and relaxing in the backyard. There's someone that goes by the name of Swimming Pool Steve out of Canada. And Steve joins us this morning on House Smarts Radio. Steve, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell me a little bit about yourself. I know that you are a second generation pool builder. How did that all get started?
Well, I got started pretty early into the family business. I come from a family of pool builders, and by the time I joined, it was kind of, we were just renovating and maintaining the existing clientele, and I did that for 10 years in Oakville, Ontario, before I wanted to learn more about pool construction, and I moved to the west coast of Canada, where I got involved in the concrete pool construction industry. Really interesting industry out there.
So you were building like big pools, both residential and commercial?
That's correct. Yeah, absolutely. And I spent quite a bit of time building in Whistler, Canada. So if you've ever been to Whistler, Canada and sat in a hot tub, maybe I built that one.
That's awesome. I mean, besides obviously digging a deep hole and kind of figuring out how you're going to pipe it and build all the structure around it, one of the benefits of building pools like that is that you can really make it any shape or size that you want, right?
Oh, sure, absolutely. And that's something that's specific to the concrete pool market. That's kind of like one of their main benefits, is that there's really no limitations. You can do anything with concrete.
Right, right. But it can be a fairly pricey endeavor, right? I mean, I know a number of years ago, I spoke to a pool builder, and I was interested in actually having an in-ground spa built, and the pool builder came to me, and gave me an estimate, which was really expensive, and he said, it would be cheaper for you to put in a pool and then add a hot tub. I mean, he was being facetious, yep. But he said, all the work that would go into building a large in-ground spa is the same as building a pool, right, as far as the equipment goes.
Absolutely. Going to build a custom hot tub, it is essentially a small swimming pool, and it's a little bit of a different product altogether than something that you might go and buy from a brick and mortar retail store that sells hot tubs, where you just buy one and drop it into place. Custom building a hot tub, that's a pretty big job.
Right. But they are so cool. they are so much fun. I think that there's a lot of people out there that say, I would never want a swimming pool. It's so much work, or, maybe it's so expensive. I mean, I know they can be very expensive to heat.
It's a big commitment, for sure.
Right. But you have sort of switched from being a builder to being a person more for educating people so that they can get as much information, before they go into that endeavor. What are some questions that people should ask themselves, before they perhaps make the investment of doing an in-ground pool? That's what we're really, I want to talk to you about, in-ground pools.
Sure, yeah. Well, there's a host of variables that you need to consider before you install an in-ground pool. That's a permanent commitment. You're changing your real estate permanently.
Right.
And the thing with the swimming pool is, if you buy one and then you don't use it, well, you're still going to pay for it, and you still have to maintain it. You can't just ignore it when they break. You must fix it. So it is a real commitment. So you must be sure that you want one before you want an in-ground pool, that's for sure.
If you make that decision to put the pool in, what are we talking about? Is it something you have to daily maintain? Is it something you have to weekly maintain? Are you better off hiring you mentioned when you started, you were servicing this stuff, right? You were the pool guy. Hey, there's Steve. Hey, yep, Steve, can you fix my pool? I mean, right? That's probably what you were doing a long time ago.
Mostly, yeah, that's true. And, less on the maintenance in terms of chemical maintenance and vacuuming. In terms of answering your question, well, it's really relative to the swimming pool that we're talking about. A modern-day swimming pool could just be like a simple above-ground pool with a pump and a filter, a single skimmer, a single return, or you could be talking about a complex in-ground concrete pool that has an automatic in-floor cleaning system and an advanced sanitation and oxidation systems. It really changes how much personal interaction you're going to have involved with this pool. But I think it's safe to say that pretty much every pool owner should be out there in the backyard once to twice per week, kind of brushing down the walls, testing the chemistry, making sure everything is within the correct parameters, checking your filter to make sure that the pressure is not too high. So there is a learning curve to pool maintenance, and at first you will have to put in more time, but you know, over time it gets easier and easier, and the old timers will all tell you that, you know, they hardly put any time into taking care of their pool because they know what they're doing by that point.
There is a
learning curve, to be sure.
You know, I want to talk to you a little bit about spas. I mentioned to you that a number of years ago I wanted to do an in-ground pool, and what I did was, you know, I was speaking with my wife about this, and I took spray paint. And I spray painted, you know, marking paint on the ground. And I'm like, this is what I want it to look like. You know, it was kind of almost an amoeba shape. And at the time, I have a nephew named Theo who was probably 6 or 7 years old. And he said, Uncle Lou, what's the lines on the grass? I go, oh, that's going to be maybe the hot tub that Uncle Lou is going to have built in here. Well, then, you know, a few weeks went by. And he came running into the house. My wife's name is Mary Beth. He's like, hey, Mary Beth. The hot tub is gone because the grass had grown and we'd cut the grass. But the point was, just like you said, they're so expensive to put in ground. I ultimately went with an above ground, you know, put a slab down and put a hot tub on top of that. Even though that ultimately wasn't what I thought I wanted, I really am amazed at the ease of maintaining something like that. Obviously, the reduced cost, but you were recently quoted in an article that talked about inflatable hot tubs. And actually, that was my first iteration. I'm like, I'm going to try one of these and see if I like it. And here you are, you have all this experience as a custom pool builder, and you're actually kind of on board with these things.
I am. And truth be told, I wanted to hate them because I want to give you a reason to buy a $15,000 or $30,000 hot tub. But the reality is, if you're just, you know, dipping your toe into the market, pun intended, I don't see how you can go wrong with one of these inflatable units. They're standalone. They take so little to set them up. The cost is not even comparable. Like the hot tub that you're talking about that you probably ended up going with, the cover that you used to use on that hot tub is probably the same price as the entire inflatable hot tub package.
How did you know that? I was just talking with my wife this morning that we need a new cover because it's waterlogged. And the new cover is close to $1,000.
Yeah, for a good one, for sure.
Yeah, yeah, and you can get the whole inflatable hot tub for less than that.
Well, I mean, you could hypothetically, but they're in pretty short supply these days.
Yeah.
It's one of the items that kind of got bought off the shelves quickly, and I've not seen, you know, the restocking happens, but it just seems like it's so popular right now. These inflatable tubs are harder to get than ever.
Right. I mean, I think that's such a truth with so many things out there. But, you know, swimming pools in particular, even for the builders, I'm sure, right? The demand, you know, over the last, you know, 15, 18 months where people maybe were on the fence going, boy, you know, if we had a swimming pool in our backyard since we're home so much, this would be a great thing. I bet even a lot of people that you know in the industry are pretty busy.
Lou, this is my 30th year in the pool industry, and I've never seen anything like this.
Wow.
I don't even know how to measure the metric by how much we're up, but every single person I know active in the industry is running themselves ragged right now, just trying to keep up with the influx of phone calls and customers and issues with, you know, different products that will run out periodically, and then you have to switch to something else. And that's the thing with swimming pools, they're so demanding. You can't just, you know, let one turn green because your pump broke and we'll deal with that later. Like, if
right.
the pump you don't want isn't in stock, well, you got to hustle and find something else because you need to get it installed ASAP before the pool turns green on you.
Right. One last question. I'd like your opinion on this because I'm curious. I have a family member who has a home in Arizona, and they have a swimming pool, and they have a heater on it, but they don't necessarily run it all the time, and they've mentioned how, you know, it's a gas heater. It's very expensive to heat a pool with gas. And I was just curious while, you know, I was doing a little investigation, and I don't own a large pool, but I see a lot of these solar panel systems for heating pools. Are they worth the investment, and can they do the job, or is it more of a supplemental?
Well, I mean, certainly in Arizona, you could probably boil your pool with a good solar panel set up there. But it really depends on what your expectations of function are, as well as your geographic location. Obviously, my house in Ontario, Canada, is going to perform a lot differently than a solar system in a house in Arizona.
Right.
So what I tend to say is that, by and large, solar installations are for improving the in-season swimming temperatures, but you will not be able to extend your swimming season. If you live in an area where, you know, you've got kind of some colder shoulder months and you kind of want to utilize those for swimming, a solar heater's probably not going to get you there. Got but it. if you're happy enough with your swimming season, you just would like a couple more degrees for comfort when you're swimming, well, that's when the solar is going to be great for you.
You want to learn about the ins and outs of swimming pool pumps and reviews? Well, Swimming Pool Steve has it all available. His website is swimmingpoolsteve.com. I really appreciate you getting up with us this morning and giving us a little bit of information, and I wish you continued success and health to you and your family.
No, thank you, Lou.